Good afternoon. You are listening to the Andy Zenka Youth News Team on KDNK. I'm Mountain.
I'm Ephraim.
I'm Ella.
I'm Emerson.
And I'm Blake.
Today, we are really excited to have Anne-Marie Zenka, the founder of the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program, in the studio with us.
Welcome to the show, Anne-Marie.
Hello. It's nice to be here.
Today, we are going to be discussing the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program and mental wellness.
To begin, can you give some background and history of the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program?
Sure, be happy to. My younger brother, Andy, and I grew up in Carbondale, and he was a young DJ at the station, started about age 9, and he committed suicide when he was 21, and I was a counselor at the time, and I decided that the radio station, particularly KDNK, had been very good for him and had been a very positive influence in his life. And I thought maybe it could be a good thing for other kids as well. So actually, 20 years ago, in 2000, we got the 501c3 for the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program, which has always been about giving youth a voice, which is very empowering to all.
So I really love the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program because it gives me a chance to express myself outside of school, outside of sports. It's sort of another outlet to be myself.
I love the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program because it gives a sense of community and it lets me get to know people that I don't usually hang out with.
I like the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program because I enjoy learning about how the radio works and I also like expressing my voice to my community.
I like the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program because I think it's a good chance to get with people who I wouldn't normally hang out with and maybe some people who I would maybe hang out with. But it's also just kind of cool seeing like who I could, you know, mingle with and who I could be friends with.
I love being part of AZYEP because I like sharing my voice with the community.
I really like hearing you all say those things because there's connection that happens in the studio among the kids as you get to know each other. Then your voices on the radio connect to the community, other kids and adults. So it's really seeing its mission in action when you talk about the things that you like.
So Anne-Marie, would you like to tell us some things you like about the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program?
Well, to hear you all say that that's what you like, that the original dream of this program has been happening for 20 years and that you're still finding some value in that, I think that is very satisfying.
Who can participate in the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program? For say, if somebody is listening and is interested in joining the program, how could they get involved?
I think the easiest way would be to contact Beth Wysong at KDNK at the studios. There are opportunities to get involved even as young as elementary school through some school projects. And there's opportunities to be involved in Spanish. I love the bio. That's another thing I really appreciate about the program is an original dream was to make this program accessible to all youth. And we've done so much with the bilingual piece of that and so much Spanish programming. And that's very inclusive and very very representative of our actual community. So that's a good thing.
We are going to take a short music break, but please stay tuned to hear the Youth News Team interview Anne-Marie Zenka about mental wellness. Thanks for listening.
You are listening to Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program on KDNK. Today we are interviewing Anne-Marie Zenka, the founder of AZYEP, about mental wellness.
Anne-Marie, you said that you were a counselor. Could you go more in depth in that?
Well, I have been a counselor for about 25 years, and I've worked in a lot of different environments. I've been done outpatient and inpatient. I currently work in the schools, K-12, for the special education department, so I'm doing some different things. Mental health and mental wellness are kind of big words, big categories. And the part that I'm doing in the schools is slightly different than the mental health work I used to do, which is working with people who were really mentally ill. So mental wellness is really what I'm practicing more now.
Now, could you define mental wellness and why is it so important?
I'm so glad you asked me that question. Mental wellness, I think, has to do with, I call it mental hygiene, perhaps mental fitness. It's like when you are taking care of your body, you do things every day. You eat, you sleep, you exercise. So mental wellness is taking care of your thoughts and your feelings as well to promote well-being throughout your body and your mind and your spirit.
What is mindfulness? And could you tell us more about being mindful?
It has some different definitions. The one I think that is most helpful for young people would be paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors without judgment, which is harder than you might think, and trying to stay in the present moment, being aware of what is your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors in the present moment without judgment.
What's the best strategy for trying to achieve that?
Well, that's a difficult thing to do when you're always looking at your phone. It means if you are attending to your phone, and I attend to my phone too, I'm not judging this. I'm just saying that you are not in your present moment in the room that you're in. You're attending to something that's outside. So it's not that you have to not use your phone. It's just taking time to check in and, okay, oh, that didn't feel so good. What was that? What was that feeling? And what was that thought that came across my mind when that happened? And what is the story I'm telling myself about that just happened? It's just becoming more reflective on, or why did I do that? That was not the smartest thing. It's paying attention and getting curious about why you feel and think and do the things that you do.
How has mental wellness played a role in your personal life?
Oh, it's given me a lot more peace, inner peace. I've been meditating for several years, but I've meditated every day for the past 9 months, and I can tell you I feel much more peaceful. Meditation is not mindfulness. It is a tool to train your mind to direct your attention to where you want it to, but it's easier to be mindful if you meditate.
That's great. Now, what can we and everyone listening do in our daily lives to become more mindful?
I think it would be what I was just talking about, just being aware. Another great way to practice mindfulness is just to have gratitude and appreciation, appreciating your present moment, looking more at what is going right in your life instead of what is going wrong, recognizing that things are impermanent. Anything that is happening right now that you don't like is going to change, and anything that is happening right now that you do like is going to change too. But it's really just developing awareness and trying not to put a lot of judgment on yourself or on others for how you're feeling and what you're doing.
Well, Anne-Marie, is there anything else you would like to add?
I'm just so glad that you're all here and wanting to talk about these things. I think that's awesome. Thank you.
We're the Andy Zanka Youth News Team, and we have been speaking with Anne-Marie Zanka about the mental wellness on AZYEP.
Thank you so much for being on our show today, Anne-Marie.
And thank you so much for listening.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Now the news team would like to tell you about some tips and strategies to mental wellness. Next up is bubble breathing. It is a very calming strategy. All you need to do is slowly inhale through your nose, and you hold your breath for about 3 seconds. Exhale slowly through the mouth and wait 5 seconds, holding your breath, and then repeat it at least 5 times and live a calmer day.
The next strategy, not well known, is laughter. It is a good strategy for mental wellness. If you laugh, it reduces stress and makes people more happy. When you hang out with people, try telling a joke. Most likely, friends will tell a funny memory or joke to make you laugh. Laughing is usually an unknown thing that makes you have better mental wellness.
Opening up to someone is a great way to keep your mental health up. Having someone there is really important, and being able to open up to someone makes you seem valued, which will definitely help mental health. Even if you feel lonely, realizing that people care about you and your thoughts helps.
Another strategy to help your mental health is to have social connection, because people can make you happy by making you laugh and smile. For example, when I have a positive relationship around me, it distracts me from the possible negative distractions.
Another way to maintain good mental well-being is to make sure you're getting a solid 8 hours of sleep per night. Sleep is imperative to feeling good, happy, happy and having a productive day. Also, try not to be on your phone at least 1 hour before you go to sleep. The blue light can suppress the release of melatonin. You will also feel more alert at night and less alert in the morning.
Another strategy for mental wellness is eating a brain-healthy diet to support strong mental health. An unhealthy diet can affect your brain and mood, disrupt your sleep, and weaken your immune system. Compared to a wholesome diet, low in sugar can give you more energy, improve your sleep and mood. The best place to start is by cutting out the bad fats that can damage your mood and replace them with good fats that support brain health. Some of the foods that adversely affect your mood are caffeine, alcohol, sugary snacks, and fried food. And some of the foods that boost your mood are avocados, flaxseed, beans, nuts, fresh fruit, and leafy greens such as spinach, kale, and Brussels sprouts.